Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
A senior PSNI officer is said to be in a critical but stable condition following a gun attack in Omagh. The attack was carried out by two masked gunmen at a crowded sports complex in the town last night. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has denounced the attack, describing it as a grotesque act of attempted murder. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
Colleagues of the officer shot in Omagh said he is both well known and respected and plays an active role in his community. He'd been coaching a youth football team when he was attacked last night. Two gunmen approached and shot him several times in the car park of a packed sports complex as he put away training equipment. He was taken to hospital where his condition is critical but stable. The shooting, the first of a PSNI officer in 6 years, was roundly condemned across the political spectrum in Northern Ireland and on both sides of the border. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach both added their voices, as did British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who, like the others, said he was appalled. The Injured Officers Union, the Police Federation, said it had been a cowardly and cold-blooded attempted murder of an off-duty officer. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Omagh.
On the eve of the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Vladimir Putin has announced his intention to increase his country's nuclear forces. He said mass production of nuclear missiles based on land, sea and air would be boosted. Earlier this week, Russia announced it was suspending its participation in the last remaining joint treaty with the US on nuclear arms limitation. From Kyiv, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
As the escalation in rhetoric continues ahead of tomorrow's first anniversary, Vladimir Putin announced that Russia would strengthen what it calls its nuclear triad, missiles that were based on land, sea and in the air. Putin said Sarmat intercontinental missiles, which can carry multiple nuclear warheads, would be deployed this year. Russia would also continue the mass production, he said, of air-based hypersonic missile systems, and production of similar sea-based systems would begin. Hypersonic missiles travel at such speeds that they're difficult to intercept. Russia is due to begin joint military exercises with China and South Africa on Friday and has sent a frigate equipped with hypersonic missiles. On Wednesday, the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said the so-called tactical use of nuclear weapons was utterly unacceptable and that it was time for Russia to step back from the brink. Tony Connolly, RTÉ News, Kyiv.
Garda are continuing to detain a man for questioning about alleged fraud. He was arrested in the south of the country yesterday morning. The man has been questioned in relation to allegations that he had requested and received money from wealthy business owners and others. A number of people claim that the man told them he was suffering from a medical condition and sought money from them for treatment, which he didn't have. Statements have been taken from a number of alleged victims and searches have been carried out. A task force is to be established to try to tackle the physical, verbal and online threats against female members of the Oireachtas. It follows a meeting at Leinster House last night between female TDs and senators and the Ceann Comhairle Seán Ó Fáil, which was also addressed by Gardaí. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The establishment of a task force on the abuse, which is increasingly being directed at women in politics, has been broadly welcomed. The Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly said its focus should not only be on female TDs and senators, but also the issues facing councillors and activists. The Social Democrats deputy Catherine Murphy said that women are already underrepresented in politics, and so anything which creates new barriers needs to be addressed. Minister of State and Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carroll McNeill contended, every time someone outside of politics calls out such abuse, it genuinely helps because bullies don't like to be challenged. The Shannon leader, Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers, said the increase in abuse of female politicians has to be taken seriously, given that considerable efforts are being made to encourage more women into politics. Gardaí gave a presentation to the meeting last night at Leinster House and it's understood encouraged women in politics to report any incidents of abuse so that they can take action and also they can assess the scale of the problem.
A man has died in a road crash in County Wexford. Four other people have been admitted to hospital to be treated for their injuries. The incident happened in the Ballinabula area, 10 kilometres east of New Ross, shortly after 7 o'clock last night and involved three vehicles. A man has been charged with the murder of an Irish-born bishop in Los Angeles. 69-year-old Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell, who was from Cork, was shot dead on Saturday night. The suspect, Carlos Medina, is the husband of the bishop's housekeeper and had previously carried out work at his home. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. The award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be cold with frost and ice in some areas. Today will be generally dry. There'll be long sunny spells, particularly in the east and south of the country. It'll turn cloudier in the west and north during the day, and there may be showers. Highest afternoon temperatures will range from 6 to 9 degrees.